Happiness at work. Be resilient, motivated, and successful, no matter what. Author, Cherry Kumar Rao. Only a few people are completely happy at their work, despite the current tough economical conditions. However, we can learn how to create joy in our work, no matter what else may be going on around us. Moreover, he explains that negative things which happen to you are not responsible for your state of unhappiness. In fact, it is how you see them. What you need is a paradigm shift. When you try to bring about behavioral change by enforcing it upon yourself, you actually harm yourself, and the chances are too little to succeed. If you have a strong will and persist in your new behavior, you will likely encounter side effects you would rather not deal with. If you stop smoking cold turkey, you may eat too much and put on weight. Then you starve yourself to regain your ideal body weight, and your crotchety temper ruins relations with your family. Perfect method to create a real change upon yourself. Enforcing things upon yourself is not a good way to go. The perfect methods produce lasting behavioral change without unpleasant consequences, because the change does not come from an effort of will. It comes from examining your deep-rooted beliefs of who you are and how the world functions. As you examine these beliefs and make changes in them, you literally become a different person. Once you are a different person, you behave differently and change happens naturally and effortlessly. Best of all, it lasts. When you change enough of your beliefs about this is the way the world works, you will experience a paradigm shift that will lead you to see the world so differently that nothing is the same again. Two scenarios for a possible situation. While you are driving to an appointment in the middle of heavy traffic, someone cut in front of you and nearly caused an accident. What would you feel then? The scenario before experiencing the paradigm shift, you would probably feel a hot flush of rage and you might get exposed to a high blood pressure condition, accusing that person of being an ill-mannered jerk. The scenario after experiencing the paradigm shift, you already know that there are many possible causes for that person's attitude. That person might be an ill-mannered jerk, or a distraught parent trying to reach his or her son to see him before undergoing a serious surgery. It does not matter to know the cause. What matters is that you always get to choose the emotional space you occupy when you contemplate what happens to you. Think of how many times in your life you have had such a choice and voluntarily decided to occupy a room with anger, frustration, jealousy, or hate. It happens much more often than you think. Before moving to your long-awaited hope to find happiness at your work, find it inside yourself at first. How can you upgrade your emotional state? 1. Think about whether there is any possibility that what set you off was actually a well-meaning act or an honest mistake whenever anyone does something that causes you to react with anger or distaste. Take a deep breath and pause. You will be more calm and deliberate, and your actions will be more effective. 2. Do not stick a label on it. A common mistake that we do as a habit is making instantaneous judgments about everything and then sticking a label on it. In particular, labeling things as good and bad. Each time you use the bad thing label, no matter how fleetingly, you are adding a tiny bit of stress to your life. 3. Get rid of using unhelpful labels. Notice how you immediately judge what happens to you and label it a bad thing or a good thing. Focus on the bad things. See the many ways in which they are not so bad and perhaps even good. Even if you cannot see how something can possibly be good, refrain from labeling it bad. 4. Drop the useless baggage you carry around. The next times you meet troublesome people, do not expect that the interaction will be unpleasant. Expect that it will be delightful, and if it is not, then let it go. Do not carry it over to the next time you meet. Do the same with unpleasant situations. Note how many times your existing expectations sour your experience. Try to drop the past. 5. Begin managing yourself. Try turning off your cell phone and shutting down the communication functions on your PC, as such many of the distractions that sap your energy just disappear. This will drive home that you do not really have a problem managing time Instead, you have a huge problem managing yourself. 6. Observe your emotions as you perform unpleasant activities or situations. You can wallow in negative feelings, or you can simply let them go. Make it a game or many games. See how long you can carry on a conversation with the person you dislike without making a sarcastic comment. Concentrate quietly on playing your game, and the unpleasantness melts away. 7. Stop clinging. Try to experience events without the burden of expectations dredged from your memories. Then each moment will be liberating and exhilarating. 8. Shifting focus. Expel the drama out of your life and understand that you are always playing a role. You are the hero, not the role. 9. Appreciate the inside of you. You experience all the feelings like being angry, envious, afraid, exhausted, disgusted, drained, anxious, or betrayed just because you carry them around with you. However, you are quite willing to ascribe their existence to some external factor that is beyond your control. 10. Let it go. There are more than 100 billion stars like our sun in our galaxy. There are upward of 200 billion galaxies, and each of these has an average of 100 billion stars. We know that these cumulatively represent a tiny fraction of the mass of the universe. On a cosmic scale, if our entire solar system vanished, it would be of considerably less importance than a single grain of sand disappearing from one of our beaches. Think of the unbelievably vast scale of the cosmos, and you will gain a better perspective of the vexations that trouble you. This is the 1,000-foot view of your particular situation, and you can cultivate it. Why affirmations can hurt. Other books advise you to pick a problem that is troubling you and then create an affirmation that addresses it. For example, if you get fired, you would probably feel terrified that you won't find another job. Affirm that you are the perfect candidate and many companies will be glad to avail themselves to your services, or affirm that you are fully at peace and the perfect job will appear in your life at the perfect time. For many people, that does not work, as you have tried affirmations of various kinds and seen no result. In fact, you remain jobless and your unemployment compensation has run out. When you begin using affirmations with radiant hope and the results you expect do not transpire, you can get depressed. It is possible to slip into dejection or even depression. Use affirmations effectively. Go back to any affirmation you have tried that did not work. See if you can honestly believe that affirmation. If you cannot, change it to one that seems within the realm of possibility. For example, you are in debt, and affirming that you are wealthy is not working. Instead, try affirming that your level of debt is declining, and then act in accordance with your new affirmation. How can you create happiness at work? 1. Discover the passion inside of you, as it does not exist in your job. And if you do not have it, ignite it in yourself right where you are now. 2. Know that it may or may not be with the same organization, but your ideal job will find you. 3. Get a notebook and start recording the things that are good about your work and organization. When you are actively looking for what is good about your job, many things that you previously ignored will reveal. 4. Pick something about your job that you particularly like and is more important to the organization. Devise a project to increase that component in your work life and give yourself 1 month in which you accomplish it. Whatever you choose should have a strong learning element and should push you out of your comfort zone and help you acquire new skills. Do something that helps you accomplish your goal on a daily basis. At the end of the month, evaluate your progress. 6. If you do this for a year, you may complete 4 to 6 projects, each of which will have increased some area of your job that turns you on. You will find that you are no longer doing the job you started out with. 7. Realize that your ideal job does not exist. It is something that you create over time. In other words, we tend to live in a goal-oriented frame of mind, where we succeed if we achieve our goal and life is great, or we fail if we do not reach it. A goal is an outcome, and reaching it is beyond our control. Some of the time, we reach our goals, much of the time we do not. And some of the time, we get an outcome that is diametrically opposed to what we wanted. Therefore, if we are obsessed by the outcome, we are setting ourselves for disappointment and a crummy experience of life. What is recommended is to think about the outcome only to the extent that it gives you direction. And when this is established, forget about the goal and focus exclusively on the process, on what you have to do to achieve the goal. If you succeed, it will be wonderful. If you do not, it will remain wonderful. If you do this, then you enjoy the process itself. When you are goal-obsessed, you miss the journey, and the journey is the only thing that matters.